Hi, Lumen. It's Joanna. Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. Let's start by taking a moment or two to breathe and to come fully present to our time together today. So wherever you are, I invite you to feel the ground beneath you. To close your eyes. And breathe. Inhaling and exhaling. As you inhale, open up, take in life. As you exhale, let go. Using the breath to connect you deeply with your body, using the breath to bring your spirit in alignment with your body, in alignment with your mind, using the breath simply to create spaciousness. And as you breathe in this way and connect in this way, I invite you to attune to the energy of the earth right now as we quickly approach. We're just a few days away from the summer solstice, from the moment in the entire wheel of the year where the sun remains still for 3 days. For those 3 days, we are at the longest days of the year and the shortest night of the year. For those 3 days, we have the most sunlight and the least darkness. And as you attune to this summer solstice energy, which is essentially the energy of the sun, see if you can allow yourself to deeply attune, to take in the energy of lightness, of being seen, to take in the energy, to harness that sun energy of being very social and connected to others, to harness that sun energy of brightness, of shining brightly and confidently, to harness the energy of fire, which is quick, which transforms, to harness the energy of the longest days, the most sunlight, which is about clarity. Just see as you breathe if you can take some of that in. And ask yourself, what in my business is ready to either shine like the sun? That's one question. Well, we'll do two questions here. So first question is, what in my business is ready to shine, to be seen, to shine brightly and brilliantly like the sun? answer of my entire business is ready to shine brightly, right? But get specific. Is it a particular offering that you have that's really ready to shine brightly? Is it a particular part of your message that you're really ready to be seen for? Is it a particular aspect of your brilliance or your skills that are really ready to shine brightly? Is it perhaps your Facebook posts that are ready to really be seen? Is it a particular part of your website? So what in your business is ready to shine like the sun? And then the second question, as you attune to the summer solstice energy, is what is ready to become clear in your business? Just take a moment with that one. What is ready to become clear, to clarify itself in your business? Is it your rates? It's time. It's really ready. They're ready to become clear what those rates are. Or is it around a team member or a partnership that you're ready for clarity, that you know that that thing is ripe, it's ready to be revealed? Or is it around a new office space or working hours or a type of marketing? What's ready to become clear? New offering? What wants to be revealed? And just take a moment and breathe into that. Together, we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh. So breathing in, and then allowing your eyes to flutter open. Beautiful. So before we dive into our topic for today, our training and masterminding topic, I want to hear from each of the women on the call. Our call last month was so beautiful. It was so wonderful to be able to hear everyone's voices and what you're up to. We're going to do that right now in a very abridged way. So when I call on you, I'm literally looking for 30 seconds or less. And the or less is definitely an option, right? And the question that I'd like for you to answer is, what are you currently celebrating in your business? Or what are you currently really excited about? This can be something big or it can be something little. It can be something inner or it can be something outer. It can be bringing on a new client, developing a new program, launching an event, coming to a new understanding around your brilliance, breaking through something around confidence or boundaries, whatever it is for you. But I want you to hone in right now on what is it that you're really celebrating or what is it that you're really excited about. And to just really have this opportunity for you to acknowledge this for yourself, to acknowledge this with me and my support, and then to the circle of women to really be seen. So, let's see. Jan, you're up first, star 7.
Hello, hello. Hello, ladies. It's good to be back in the flow. Very quickly, and of course, you know, I've already confessed this to you, that this is kind of a, I'm feeling very vulnerable about admitting this one, but my celebration is about the Divine Love transmission that I did last month, mm-hmm. and every day someone is sending me some kind of feedback about how when they listen to that recording, something shifts, something heals, the energy moves. Mm. And so for me, it's being able to just sit back and look at how just by faith, and of course there's mindset stuff that we do at the same time, but having more faith and confidence that I can connect to the energy and let the energy do the work. Because we've had physical healings, we've had a manifestation of work, we've had, what we worked on primarily was the water, and I've had people saying, my water, I can't hardly drink enough, it just tastes so good. So it's like mind blown. I'm blown away, literally. So that's my celebration and my what's ready to shine. I've got to figure out how to get out of my own way and let this be more of what I talk about.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like you're really on to, like, there's something here that is so core about what you're meant to do next. So happy to hear it. Yay.
Thank you.
I know there's a crackling on the line, and I'm just wondering if it's my phone.
It might be, because I heard it with, I changed phones thinking it was me, and
yeah.
I've heard it twice, so I don't know if you need to ask someone else. But
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I want everybody to just hang on the line. I'm going to just hang up real quick and dial back in. Everybody else stay on the line. Hopefully it's just my phone, and we'll get it sorted out. Hold on one sec.
The moderator has left the conference.
Okay, I think this is better because I heard less crackling when I dialed in. If there is still crackling, just let me know. And Corey, you're up next. When do you want to celebrate, Star 7? And guys, remember 30 seconds and under.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
I am celebrating the writing opportunity that I've mentioned in our Facebook page that came to me via the Facebook posts that I have been doing and really encourage me to be even more visible and clear in my message and more visible as myself as well, really lifting that up, because that is what brought the opportunity to me, and the opportunity itself is going to create more visibility within my denomination among the other clergy within my church. And that was completely unexpected, and the fullness of that is writing this in the same way that I share here and really experiencing the different kind of support I receive here versus what traditionally my clergy peers have kind of fallen into doing, and myself included. So the fullness of this community has supported me in being really more visible, whole, powerful and present in who I am, and now I can bring that back.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to hear it. Yeah, I'm so excited about the article and just the fullness of everything, you know, that's going along with it, the support that you're receiving here. Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Alicia.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you feeling, pregnant lady?
I'm feeling good. Trying to find enough space to start to slow down a little bit, and I'll find it. It's there somewhere.
Yeah.
But I'm really celebrating this last month. I really committed to, you know, being very adamant in moving forward with some new non-traditional marketing approaches for my industry, and they are paying off big time. So
awesome.
I'm celebrating that. It's awesome. It's been great.
Yeah. I saw that on Facebook, and, you know, what I want to just say about that is, like, I don't think it's just random that this is happening right before you're giving birth, right? This is the next step for you in order to be a mama and have your business be a little bit more on autopilot, or, like, with you not in it so much.
Yeah.
So it's so beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah. Good. Beautiful. Inbal, you're up next. Star 7. And it's Star 6 to put yourself back on mute.
Hi, I'm super excited in celebrating the Telesummit, which is happening this week, and really celebrating and thankful for all of the support that I've asked for, but more the support that I've received. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been incredible and filled me with love and gratitude. And a related celebration is that the Telesummit is helping me to see myself in a clearer way through the love that is being reflected back to me, and that I'm also really thankful for.
Yeah. I'm so glad, like you're saying, not just about the Telesummit, but I've seen that support a little bit on Facebook, which is really amazing. And I'm glad you're able to receive it.
Yeah, it's super amazing.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see. I don't know who the next person is here. It's 3842 are your last numbers, but your name is not coming up.
It's Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. I think my celebration is mostly internal. The client that I had spoken about actually emailed me and said, no, I can't do it for various reasons. And I met with her and walked her through her resistance. So, and I did it in a way that I felt good about, that I was actually helpful to her.
Mm.
And supporting her, and I didn't have, actually at the time I didn't really care if I was selling anything, because she touched my heart with her difficulties. But that's huge for me.
yeah, I hear that, and it sounds like you just approached it without being attached to outcome. And really to be of service and really are seeing the power of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, really nicely done. Great. Also, the next person, your name isn't coming up, but your last numbers are 5900.
Hi.
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 Is that Tammy?
It's Pardis.
Oh, Pardis.
It's Pardis. Hi. I think, yeah, two things. I'm doing, forgive me, I have a raging headache today, but I'm trying to hang in there. I'm celebrating internal stuff. I've been doing this Purium detox that Carolyn works with, and I'm celebrating the fact that I've lost weight that I've been trying to lose since I had my son. So I've lost like 2 inches on my hips, my waist, and my chest line. So I'm very happy about that, because there's been a part of me that's held back putting myself out there in some ways because of the fact that I've been so unhappy with my weight and the way I've looked. And this cleanse that I've been doing has also transformed my complexion to another level. So it's been really awesome, because people who haven't seen me in a month are just raving. They cannot believe it. So that's, you know, something that I'm really happy about. And then the other piece is, in terms of my business, I'm starting to realize that I want to revamp my website. And I want to get a little bit more clear as to why people should work with me right up front on my website.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that before.
Yeah.
And I also want to start thinking about, like, a tagline. And I just want to get a little bit more cleaner and professional and clearer on my website. So that's where I am today.
Yeah, beautiful. And I hear the excitement behind that, too. So I'm really, really happy to hear that. Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
Makita.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Okay, just make sure you can hear me. I'm celebrating a new client. Yay!
Yay!
I haven't signed a new client in a couple of months, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Awesome. I am so, so happy to hear it, doing a happy dance here with you.
Yes.
Yay.
Me too. Yes, definitely doing a happy dance over here. And also celebrating being able to identify a weak point in my enrollment conversation and being able to strengthen that. So those are my two celebrations.
Nice. Yeah, really nice. Good. Bryce.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I am celebrating that on Tuesday I'll be a published author.
Yay!
I'm beyond excited about it. Telling my dad's story was very healing for my whole family.
Hmm.
But for me, the other thing, this is just a fun one. We moved vacation very quickly this week from where I thought I was going to where I'm going. So I'm going to do my first video blog next week from the top of Pikes Peak.
Nice. Really, really nice, right? I love it. And congratulations on becoming published. So exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful. Janet, this is your first SLI call. I'm so happy to have you here. It's *7 to take yourself off mute.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh. So my celebration is that I am going to hire a project manager, so like kind of my first team member, and she does like, she's really good at systems and the client care and journey process, and she's kind of like the executive assistant and project manager and online business manager, I don't know.
All in
what
one.
Kinds of things. Yeah, yeah, all in one. And then also just starting to clarify my offerings a bit more and deepen them, because it's pretty much the same packages that I'm looking at, but I'm wanting to add more strategy and also content writing into the mix.
Beautiful, beautiful. That sounds really right on for you. I'm so
okay,
glad to
awesome.
Hear it.
Hey.
Wonderful. It's *6 to put yourself back on mute. And Marnie, you're up next.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to try and do this quickly because I have a long list. I'm celebrating 2 new clients. I'm
Yay.
So excited. I've never had 2 in a row like that so quickly, and that's, like, really exciting. I've also been approached by another healer to do a joint venture.
Okay.
So I'm celebrating that opportunity, as well as my participation in Embolc Telesummit. That was such an honor. I am also, thanks to Pradeep and Carolyn, taking care of my body, which has been a struggle for me in the last 6 months, and feeling really good doing this 10-day transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And a last-minute vacation with my family to Santa Barbara this Saturday.
Nice.
And then today, I was able to get with my buddy on the enrollment call for some feedback and got some really good clarity on how to better my bridge and some good feedback on a need to raise my rate.
Nice. Lots of amazing celebrations, Marnie. Really well done.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Amelia.
Hi. So my celebrations are that I really, really love working with my clients. So that's great confirmation that I'm doing the right thing. And the second celebration is that my early morning power networking event was much easier than I expected. So I'm wondering what else will be much easier than I am currently assuming and expecting.
Yeah, nice. I love it. It's a great question. It's like a really great question. Good. Leora.
Hi, Joanna and everybody. My big one is I'm giving a talk this Sunday and then 2 other times this summer that's a reworking of a talk I did 2 years ago, and I'm really excited about the content. It's about how to remember when the survivors are gone, but I've expanded it. And the other little one is I did an EC, and I did, like, gap bridge vision, so that was cool.
Nice. I'm so glad you're experimenting with that. That sounds really great. Good, 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 good. I think I got everyone. I know some women said they weren't going to be on the call today. Is there anybody that I missed? No? Ooh, I think Caroline just got on the line. I see you there, Caroline. Are you there?
Hi, Joanna. Hi, everyone.
Hi. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm back on the radar.
Yay. What would you like to celebrate?
I want to celebrate my, like, I think in the entire, like, probably 2.5 years I've been working with Soulful Coaching, like, the biggest breakthrough I've had in that time. And it's, you know, been a combination of inner healing that Darcy's been, like, brilliant working with me on, and then, like, a corresponding outer piece of my business where everything has changed. And I just feel so much more spacious, and I feel like I'm getting connected back to my creativity and my certainty about what I do, and just kind of branding it with my energy. You know, there's so much stuff out there and, you know, what you should be doing. And I think I got on the wrong train for a bit. I'm back on the right route, I feel. And so that's my celebration.
Oh, so happy to hear it. I've been hearing it from Darcy, but I'm just thrilled to hear it in your voice and the energy behind it and the shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So happy, Caroline.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think Karen is on the line. Are you there, Karen?
Yeah, hi, Joanna. It's Karen.
Hi.
Hi. So my celebration is I'm really feeling my brilliance. I'm really feeling like doing the energy healing is something that I'm actually good at. You know, I've kind of like been comparing myself to others, and I'm getting some really good feedback, and I really just love it. And I've created a email marketing, I got kind of a mini marketing thing. And what's incredible to me was the creation of the material, which I thought in the past has been so daunting, just flows so much easier, and it just feels really right. And I'm really scared, but I'm gonna go with my gut, and I'm gonna do something on Facebook. Everybody in this group has been showing me that being vulnerable is and allowing yourself to be seen is the right thing to do, and so I'm gonna give it a whirl.
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear it. You're ready. You really are ready, Karen.
That's
a couple months ago, you weren't, but you are now.
Yeah. I feel it.
Good. Good. Anyone else that I may have missed? Star 7. Okay, great. So let's move into our topic for today. And this is what I'm calling this topic. It's kind of cracking me up a little bit. But today's topic is, let's stop playing ping pong. Let's stop playing ping pong. So what am I talking about? What is ping ponging? Ping ponging is something that I myself have done over the years for sure. It's something that I've seen in many, many clients, in many, many entrepreneurs, and it's something that I've been noticing happening for the women in this circle, for sure more than the last month or two, but a little bit more in the last month or two. So ping-ponging can happen in your business, can happen in your life, is when you are constantly going back and forth internally between two poles. So, for example, maybe you're ping-ponging around your rates. I should triple my current rates no, my current rates are too high, actually, but nobody's going to buy anything, right? That's ping-ponging. Or, oh, my gosh, the launch I just did, the event I just did, it was so amazing. It's going so well. I love it. Oh, my gosh, this launch is terrible. This is like the end of the world. I'm doing everything wrong here. Everything is going wrong. In personal life, it could look like, you know, about a certain friend or your partner. Oh, my God, this is the best girlfriend in the world. She's amazing. She's such a good friend. She's so good to me. And then the next day, oh, she is terrible. She sucks. She's not really there to support me. My sacred message is amazing. I finally hit on the sacred message that is, you know, that's what's going to lead my business. And then just hours later about that same sacred message, you know, it's really not a good sacred message at all. It doesn't appeal. It's not really my sacred message. There's nothing that's right about it. So ping-ponging is really about black and white thinking. It's when you internally go ping, pong, ping, pong, right? You can almost visualize it back and forth between being the best and being the worst, between something being a total, total success, and then that same exact thing being a total, absolute failure. And of course, when we are stuck in a ping-pong cycle, the energy is really, really draining. We're constantly questioning what we're doing. We probably end up taking actions that aren't aligned, that aren't getting us anywhere. But like maybe the worst part of ping-ponging is that you stay stuck, right? If you're constantly back and forth between I'm going to triple my rates and my rates as they are too high, you're never going to make progress there with your rates and with selling. If you're constantly ping-ponging back and forth between, I love this colleague of mine, she's amazing, and then that same colleague, oh, she's made all of these mistakes and isn't being supportive, you're never really going to be able to make real traction in that relationship or that JV partnership or with that colleague. Same with sacred message, right? Whatever it is. So before we go any further, I want to just have a moment of reflection, and I want to give you about a minute right now, and I just want you to identify, I want you to write down, where are the places in your business, and you can include in your life as well if you want, where are the places in your business that are either like your standard go-to ping-pong places? There should be 10 women in this program. No, there should be 30, right? Whatever it is. So either your standard ones or ones that have been cropping up a bit more lately. I should do this kind of marketing is great. No, this kind of marketing sucks, right? Whatever it is. So where are you ping-ponging right now? And it may need to reflect on it for a moment, but I guarantee you at least everyone on this call right now is ping-ponging in at least two, if not more, places and details in your business. So just take a moment with that and make a note. Where are you ping-ponging? And I'd love to hear from one or two of you, where are some places that you're ping-ponging? It'll help give us all some ideas and places to reflect on.
Start Joanna?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Leora.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi. Mine is like the whole thing. Well,
uh-huh.
Sort of. Like,
this business idea is great. This business idea sucks.
Like, is Bridge to Poland viable or is it not? Mm-hmm. Or am I a leader / successful or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And in the moments where you think Bridge to Poland is great, it's like you think it's really, really, really great. And then it could be literally a half hour later, it's, you're like, is this even viable? Like, I think this might suck, right?
Or, like, I think it exists or it doesn't, sort of. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, is it real? Like, is it,
mm-hmm.
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yes, absolutely. Good. Good. Who else? Let's hear a couple more examples. What are you
Hello.
Being?
Oh.
Who is that?
Hello? Hi, this is Inbal.
And who's right behind Inbal?
I think
Marnie.
It's Parity.
Oh.
I don't know
Great.
If you can hear me.
Inbal, Marnie, and then Pardis we may or may not get to. I'm not looking for like a ton, just a little bit to get us thinking. So Inbal, Marnie, and then probably Pardis after that.
So I have the same as Leora. Like, I can totally do this. I could versus I could never support myself with a coaching practice. And also, I'm able to support clients really well, and then I don't have enough to be a good coach.
Yeah. Yeah, those are two really, really good ones. And I think that second one is so common, right? Like, I'm a really good coach. I'm really can really, really help people. I'm really good. And, like, I don't have what it takes to really help
yeah.
people. Beautiful. Good. Marnie.
I think mine is also probably similar. I call it something different, but I go back and forth when I get resistance that, maybe I'm not helping them and I'm really a fraud. They're going to think I'm a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
and then that
again,
takes
there's
me
like
to another
black
place.
And. Sorry, say
yeah.
that again?
And then that takes me to another place because it affects other parts of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good. Pardis.
Whether or not I should really do a platform mediumship event, and also whether I should really take on intuitive coaching.
Yeah. So again, like this mediumship event, such a great idea. I think it could make a real impact. It's so much in my brilliance. There's so much that can happen here. And then it could be like a half hour later or a day later. That was just like a stupid idea. Why should I do that event? It's not really going to work. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. And then it's like, do I have the time to make it happen?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good. Good. Actually, let's hear just one more example. Who else? Star 7. Just want to make sure you guys are getting it and seeing places.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, Karen.
Hi. Mine is very similar, you know, two things to what everybody else is saying, you know, thinking, oh, I really can do this energy work. I can really do the coaching. No, I can't. And probably even bigger is it definitely can bring in clients. There's no way I'm going to bring in clients.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good.
That's the bigger one.
Yeah. Good. Good. So, with each of these things that you've all identified, I want you to just take a moment. Can you feel in that internal energy that happens when you're ping-ponging, that back and forth and back and forth, and then not just the rhythm of that back and forth energy, but the amount of energy that this ping-ponging takes. And then from there, for whatever this thing is, can you see how it keeps you stuck in some ways, maybe frozen in some ways? And then as Marnie pointed out, how then that impacts other areas of your business or impacts over areas of your life. The thing about the ping-ponging is that most people walk around every day not even realizing or being fully aware of this ping-pong energy. It just shows up for you. Like maybe what you're aware of is that you don't feel confident about something. You don't feel clear about something. You don't feel aligned about something. But we want to, I'm really pausing here because I want you to be able to really see the actual dynamic that happens on that internal level. It's almost like you have two voices inside of you saying, like, this is the best, this is the worst, or I'm the best, I'm the worst, or she's the best, she's the worst, right? Whatever it is. So what I have come to really understand around this black and white or this ping pong thinking is that all of it, all of the troubles that it causes, all of the difficulties that it causes, all of it is based on the myth of perfection. So here's what that looks like. When we're operating under a myth of perfection, or sometimes I even go further and say almost like a God complex, right? Like we're as perfect as the gods, or this thing, the expectation is whatever the thing is that you're ping-ponging around, this thing should be as perfect as the gods, right? So whenever we operate under that assumption, we forget something. What we forget is that we're human beings, and we can't be godlike, and there is no such thing as perfection. But somehow we all forget that, myself included, and what happens for us internally is we set up this pressure, we set up this expectation of being the best, and in that moment, in that like God complex moment, we say, okay, I'm going to triple my rates. Because I'm the best. This is going to work. But of course, because that's not realistic in any way, not that the tripling of the rates isn't realistic, but the being perfect isn't realistic, pretty quickly and internally, we're like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. But instead of moving to a more realistic place, which is, well, maybe I can increase my rates by 10%. We slam ourselves back down into the exact opposite of what perfection is. We can call it failure for right now. Failure also, just like perfection isn't real, failure, total and utter failure, isn't real. But when we get into these ping-ponging cycles, based on that myth of perfection or that God complex, we're just going from perfect to failure to perfect to failure because we can't keep up the lie of perfection. And when we do this, when we live in the black or the white, the perfection or the failure, the success or the failure, we're living in these unrealistic places and totally disregarding what's in between those two poles. But what's in between those two poles, we can call it the middle ground, is actually where reality lives, is actually places of groundedness, is actually places to find confidence, is actually places to be able to move forward, is actually where the juice and the beauty of life that we live as human beings, where it lives, is in that middle place. And just to be clear, when I say the middle ground, I don't mean mediocre. I just want to be really clear there. It's just for lack of languaging, that place in between perfection and failure. so I know for myself, and I wish that Wendy was on this call, being the parenting guru that she is, because she'd have a field day with this. But, you know, I notice for myself a lot, sometimes I do this with my kids, actually, right? Like, Penina is the best. She's such a perfect daughter. She's so, right, like in a moment where things are so great, right? But of course, you know, like there's no such thing as perfection for an almost 8-year-old. It's not. And so in the next moment when she's whiny or when she's whatever, all of a sudden I'm turning to John and I'm like, oh my gosh, what did we do wrong? Like, is she going to end up being a psychopath? This is a total utter failure, right? When in fact, the truth is that she's not perfect and that she's not a failure. The truth is that she's somewhere in the middle there. And the more that we can identify the places where we're in the black and white thinking, when we're in the ping-ponging, when we're in the perfection or failure, the more that we can then begin to understand things more realistically. And again, that's where the gold is. That's where the confidence is. That's where the forward movement is. So, for example, for Penina, you know, in that example, what's much more valuable and powerful, impactful, is for me to say, you know what, Penina has so many gifts, and she's really wonderful when it comes to her social skills. And when it comes to just her having compassion for others, but where she needs to work is when she goes into her victim place and just gets really whiny and crazy about that. And I'd really like to support her in those places. Okay, so I want to pause here before we go forward, because this is really important, and I imagine that there are some openings and revelations happening for you guys, and you know, maybe even some questions. So I just want to pause here and hear, like, what are you hearing and seeing for yourself so far in this conversation that's really important for you?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
It's Marnie.
Hey, Marnie.
Hey. This keeps coming to me over and over, so that's obviously a good message for me. What you're saying, it reminds me of a song that I'm always drawn to from John Legend, All of Me, where he talks about loving your curves and your edges and all your perfect imperfections so that you're accepting yourself and meeting yourself where you are in that moment. Maybe you're learning from it, but that you're not going into these extremes of beating yourself up over here and then ponging over to the other side where you're so wonderful, you're so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why is that important for you in your life and in your business right now to have that awareness? What are you specifically seeing here so far?
For me, it's my life and my business, because my life is my business in a way, in that because I am the business. If I'm accepting myself and loving my imperfections and my perfections, that translates into how I mother Eli, how I'm a wife to Mark, how I work with my clients, how I show up in an enrollment call, how I'm out networking, you know, the smile on my face, how I feel inside my skin.
Yep. Good. Good. Beautifully said.
Thanks.
Beautiful. Who else? Star 7, what are you starting to see here?
Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Imbal.
May I share?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, really interestingly, a similar issue came up with a client this morning about these two extremes, and I like this idea about the myth of perfection. What I really noticed, like you said, is how exhausting it is because just energetically from like the up to the down and how much it affects my confidence and my ability to show up and do what I want to do on a daily basis, like in that middle ground where I actually have capacity to make changes and move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad that you can see that. And what you're saying is so true. It's like, you know, we ping pong around these particular issues, but then they hold us back in the bigger picture of our business. So I'm glad that you're making that connection. Good. Who else? What are you seeing so far?
Hey, Joanne, it's Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hey. Well, it's been interesting. What I'm noticing is a little bit over the last, like, say, week or so since I had a conversation with Darcy and we came up with a plan for my marketing idea, I've been incredibly, incredibly busy, just in a lot of distractions. And normally what I would do is, like, there's no way I can hit this date that was already kind of a quick date anyway. And that whole, and then the whole failure. And what's interesting, I've been working really hard on just kind of staying centered and listening to my instincts. And I have had almost minimal fear around putting this out.
Yeah.
And this, you know, the email was created. You know, Darcy looked at it. She liked. She really loved it. I have to finish. And it's what I'm noticing is when I can stay in that centered, intuitive space. It really all falls into place anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And despite life just being life, and, you know, kind of got in the way, you know, not really even got in the way, just life was life, I still can accomplish things,
mm-hmm.
which is really fascinating. So to me, it's just being, just really having, listening to, getting out of my head, which is where, to me, kind of where that fear lies.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. So good to
have
that.
I'm just trying to stay there, though. That's why I wanted to stay in.
Yep. I'm going to give some tools to be able to stay there in a couple minutes. So hang on.
Okay.
We're going to get there.
Okay.
Anyone else want to come forward and just share what you're seeing so far in your business when it comes
Hello?
To Hi. Who's that?
That's Perdice.
Hi, Perdice.
Hi. I think some people were touching upon this, but there were some buzzwords that come to mind, which is, which actually use like brilliant, magnetic, flow. And when we're not in a place where we're having compassion and mercy for ourselves, all those amazing things can happen for our business. Because there is a component of the marketing that we definitely have to do, but there is also a responsibility we have for managing our own vibration. And if we are in a place where we're being really hard on ourselves and unforgiving and just really frustrated and going back and forth, flip-flopping, it can diminish our brilliance, our magnetism, and flow.
Yeah. Beautifully said. Yes. Very nice.
Thank you.
Good. So hopefully at this point in the conversation, you're seeing how you've been ping-ponging, the impact that it's having on your business. And again, even for myself, where things much of the time move really wonderfully, you know, all of that in my business, I can still catch myself ping-ponging sometimes, and then the energy drain and the getting stuck and then seeing this bigger impact, right? So hopefully at this point for each of you, you're seeing this for yourselves and also about how this isn't just about, this is a point that I just want to be really clear on, this isn't just about being negative on yourself or others. But this really is based on this expectation of perfection that we place ourselves in these ways that we are constantly mistaking ourselves or others for the divine. So if perfection isn't actually realistic for human beings, And failure is not realistic for human beings, but it is that middle place where life actually happens, where business actually happens, where transformation and shift and growth happen. It is that middle place that's actually the grounded reality. How do we break the ping pong cycle, get out of the ping pong game, and bring ourselves into that middle ground? The way to do that is to state the truth. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's take the example of you just had 3 enrollment conversations, and you went into those 3 enrollment conversations like, this is going to be awesome, I'm the best, I'm going to nail them, I'm going to sign these 3 clients. And then you came out of those 3 enrollment conversations and you actually didn't sign any of the clients. Right? We see the ping pong there. So instead of just sticking with I'm the best, I'm the worst, I'm totally going to nail this, I'm not going to get anywhere with this, where you want to go with this is here. Even though I didn't sign those 3 clients, nevertheless, I have more prospects that are coming in. And when I look back on those 3 conversations, I can see that I did X and Y really well, and Z not so well. Even though, nevertheless. The even though is what feels like the failure, but we want to bring it out of failure mode into the reality mode, and that's why we have the nevertheless part, right? Even though my best friend of 20 years totally forgot my birthday and I felt so unseen because of it, nevertheless, she's really been there for me consistently for 20 years. And I know that if I have a conversation with her about it, we're going to get back on track. Even though my sacred message feels like it's not totally exactly 100% what it needs to be, nevertheless, the general gist of it is really aligned, and most of the pieces are there, and I sense that it will evolve over time, even though nevertheless. So take a moment right now, and I want you to identify, like, currently where your biggest ping pong perfection failure place is in your business. And whatever that place is, I'd like for you to write 3 different, I'll give you a couple of minutes here, we'll do 2 different even though nevertheless's, right, for that same topic, right? So if maybe the first is, even though I didn't sign the last 3 enrollment conversations, nevertheless, I can see how I activated Gap and Vision really well, but Bridge, I'm going to get support to work on it. Then maybe the second, even though nevertheless there is, even though I didn't sign the last 3 enrollment conversations, nevertheless, I see that I have a constant referral stream happening and more prospects are coming my way. Okay, so identify the top ping pong area right now for you, and then I'll give you like a minute and a half to practice with a couple of even though nevertheless's, bringing yourself into the middle ground place. And take another moment with that. Okay, so let's pause here. So I'd love to hear a couple of examples of even though nevertheless's, or if you're having trouble with it, let me know too, and I'll help you with it. So star 7, what are some even though nevertheless examples that you're seeing?
Hi, this is Lynn.
Who is it?
This is Lynn, Joanna.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you? I got in late.
Good, I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, but this is really good because I needed this, as always. So my nevertheless was recently with a client, even though I wasn't able to progress this one client in the way I thought we would be able to. Nevertheless, there are several clients that have had similar issues where they've worked out, so that help solidify that I'm on the right track. And then nevertheless, it also probably means that somebody said earlier is like, just because I can't help one person doesn't mean I'm a failure. So just reinforcing that that I do have the knowledge that it takes to get people where they need to be as far as how well they're moving. So
yeah.
It's really powerful and it simplifies it. So this has been a good call. So far, for the short amount of time I've been on. So thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm so, so glad. Yeah, I'm so glad. This is a great, great example. And it's probably one that everyone on the call can really identify with, right? Like every now and again, we'll have that one client that just isn't progressing.
Right.
And because we've set up this myth of perfection for ourselves, we'll just say to ourselves, I'm not a good practitioner. But that's not the truth. That's not the truth at all. Good.
Thank you, Joanna.
So you're welcome.
How do I back out again? Star 6.
Star to put yourself on
star
me.
Star 6. Okay.
Who else? I'd love to hear another example of an even though nevertheless. Star 7.
Hi, Joanna. It's Marnie again.
Hey, Marnie.
Even though I didn't re-sign my client in my first celebration call, nevertheless, I learned much more about doing a celebration call and a next step call and worked through some things with Marcy so that I'm more comfortable with them for the next call and the initial client. It's not over yet.
Nice. So what's the shift that you feel from the ping-ponging into creating that statement for yourself?
That the ping-pong that was going on was, well, does she still need my help? No, she doesn't need my help. No, she doesn't. Is she still my ideal client? No, she is my still ideal client. And I was struggling with how to get there in the celebration call when I got resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me question that maybe I heard it wrong.
Yep. And so creating this even though nevertheless statement, what's the shift that you feel there?
I know that she is still my ideal client and her resistance comes from her own process and that's exactly why. And so what it does in the nevertheless is that I am back to me. And going, okay, I'm learning this process, and I'm getting something out of it, and we'll either connect as she processes, because that's her deal, and re-sign her, or I'll take the information that I've learned and I'll use it for my next call, which is next week, mm-hmm. and I'll get better with it that way.
Yep. Much more centered, much more grounded than, oh my gosh, I don't really know my ideal client, I don't, like all these other questions, right? But this is much more centered, grounded, and productive in terms of knowing where you need to work. Good.
It also, sorry, my dog's going crazy. It also, for me, it not just being centered, it's just like I can let it go, and I trust who I am, and not, I don't go back to this place of, oh, I didn't get it right.
Yes, beautiful. That was going through my head too. Like I could hear a shift in not being attached to outcome in the same way, not making up a story.
There was no desperate. There's no more desperation.
Yes,
the desperation's gone.
Beautiful, beautiful. Good. Okay, good. So then the next step in this process is, now that you've got your even though nevertheless's, and let me first just share, whenever I notice that I'm like in a little bit of a ping pong vortex, you know, where like a day or two has gone on and I'm just back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, I will sit down and write 25 even though nevertheless's, and I will do that every day until my ping ponging is done. Okay, so this is just a really beautiful practice that you can use for yourself. But so from here, what I want you to do is, as you look at your even though nevertheless statements, the next thing is, based on what you wrote in those statements, I want you to prescribe your next 2 to 3 concrete action steps. So what are your next 2 to 3 concrete action steps based on your even though nevertheless? Productive action steps that will actually move you forward instead of being caught in the ping pong game. And take a moment and write those down. So what's your prescription for yourself? Your next 2 to 3 concrete action steps based on your even though nevertheless statements. Awesome. So we have a couple minutes left, and I am just going to open up for any last questions, any thoughts, any new ideas that are coming forward, or any cool action steps that have been developed through this process. Star 7.
Hello?
Hi, who's that?
This is Perdy. I need a little help with my even though nevertheless step, if you don't mind. So I want to write, even though I haven't, you know, even though I haven't committed to, I don't even know if I'm doing this right, even though I haven't committed to doing my platform mediumship event, I don't know what the nevertheless could be.
Okay. Yeah, so when you're in that middle ground place, that it's not a, this isn't a success, it isn't a failure, right? You haven't done it yet, but what do you have under your belt with this? So it could be, nevertheless, I feel really strongly about creating some kind of bigger event that showcases my abilities. Oh, that would be one example.
Okay.
How does that feel for you?
It feels good. I mean, go ahead.
Were you going to ask for another one?
Well, I was going to ask about what I was thinking in the nevertheless that it would be something that would make me feel better. Like, so, but I don't know if this is right. So I was like, even though I haven't committed to doing a platform mediumship class, I did really well in, not a class, but an event. I did really well in a platform mediumship class I just took.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And I think there's a second part to that. Nevertheless, I did really well in the class I just took, and I feel inspired by it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So that just opens you to, like, okay, there's some next steps here. There's some possibilities, right? And then so then maybe your action step is to give yourself an hour and be in the inspiration of the class that you just took and brainstorm what you want to create from that.
Okay.
Is that helpful to see it in that way?
Totally.
Yeah. Good.
I mean, I am
good,
stuck in the process, but I can always talk to Darcy about that. So, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Talk to Darcy and come back to the even though nevertheless. Be in that energy, that middle ground energy there.
Okay. So even though I'm stuck.
Yeah, I just did really well, and I'm feeling some juices flow from this thing that I just did.
You're right. Awesome.
Yeah. Good. Who else? What else are you seeing? What are other questions you have before we wrap? What new ideas are coming through?
Joanna?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Corey.
Hi.
What I really recognized is in this process is as I've been willing to be more visible but willing to expand my marketing, that's when the ping-ponging started, and I realized this is a whole lot bigger space, and so I was kind of bouncing against those boundaries, but really it was the perfection and the, oh, my God, why did I ever do this? Why did I ever commit? Mm-hmm. You know? And so I could see what that was and stayed with it. I didn't push myself through it. So even though I saw that, nevertheless, I kept aiming to do something every day, small, medium, or large. And last night in particular, I took a deep breath, and I believe it was Karen who talked about centering and being back in that intuitive place and just trusting it, acting, and it paid off in a very specific way. And so that intuitive piece really has helped me stand in each place without feeling like it has to be all or nothing. So the all or nothing of it, the perfection or the failure, really... It is debilitating. It is a stick point, and I mean like big stick point. But I recognize that, and in that place, I, you know, even though I'm there, nevertheless, I really am not being so mean to myself, and am willing to then post on Facebook or take some kind of step that then gives me permission to see. Wait a minute, that was a good email. You did what you know to be right for me, you know, in alignment, and then detach from the outcome of it. And usually when I do that, whatever the outcome is, it feels good for me.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, I can see that shift there. Really nice. Really
it
nice.
It does feel good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good. I think we're just about at the end of our time for today. I know that this is a little bit of a tough topic, and the one that's maybe not as easy as, okay, how do we do a marketing funnel, right? But one it's really, really important, and one that's going to support all of the outer action that you're taking in your business right now and the forward movement that you want to be making. So I'm wishing you to walk through the next couple weeks with awareness of the ping-ponging and the expectations of perfection, and then using the even though nevertheless as a tool, as well as I love that the intuition has been woven throughout this call, as well as your intuition, both as tools to bring you back to reality, to that place in between perfection and failure. I'm thinking about all of you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.